Yasher Koach, good morning all. So we mentioned briefly that when it comes to putting up a mezuzah, that there are some requirements that at the end of the day, you have to put it on a room that is used and a room that is usable. However, the question is, what defines an actual room according to halacha? And so the first perspective is that the room has to be 4x4 amos, which basically means that's the average room in the world that we live in nowadays, but somewhere between, we assume that an amah is anywhere between like 1.5 to 2 feet, so approximately 8x8 feet, and we usually go by the square footage instead of it could be, you know, like 16 feet by 4 feet or something like that. So that would similarly be the same thing as well. Generally, when a mezuzah is put up, it has to have a doorway of 2 doorposts, right? So that's on 2 sides, 2 doorposts, and a lintel on top, that is the normal case where it would be required to have a mezuzah. There are many additional cases that are just beyond where we are able to kind of discuss right now. But again, if anyone ever has any questions, please feel free to let me know. There is a fascinating question of a vestibule. What does a person do when they have the little entranceway in their house? And so a lot of people have this. There's like a small, you know, maybe it's like 2 feet by 2 feet little room with like a glass door in front, and then you have the main door of your house. And so where do you put the mezuzah? So amazingly, according to the black and white letter of the law, you would assume that, of course, that the second entranceway, the second doorway with like the full wooden door that goes into your house, so that doorway obviously gets a mezuzah. But what about the actual entrance into the home structure itself, right? That like front glass door. So what would be the requirement over there? So technically, you probably are exempt. However, it's a little bit odd to have a house with a front entranceway not having a mezuzah and only having a mezuzah on that second entranceway. So most people assume that you would go ahead and put up a mezuzah. However, when it comes to the original time when you put up the mezuzah with a bracha, you probably should do it on that inner entranceway instead of the outer one. And finally, when it comes to putting up a mezuzah, there's this question of exactly what sort of a dwelling needs to have a mezuzah. For example, why don't we have a mezuzah on our sukkot? And, you know, they came out with this fad a number of years ago. What about my car? Does a car require a mezuzah? Right, there are doorways. And so maybe you should have a mezuzah. And so the simplest answer is that a mezuzah is only put up in an area, in a room, in a location that is considered a permanent space, a permanent dwelling. So a sukkah obviously is the definition of not having a permanent dwelling, but any sort of a permanent dwelling, so an actual home or a storefront or any business, whatever, that would require one. But anything that is like a pop-up or something like that, that would obviously not require a mezuzah. With that, we conclude with the rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi